One Bissaka, two Bissaka, three Bissaka, four. Are you gonna let any fucker score? Five Bissaka, six Bissaka, seven Bissaka, eight. He's gonna make Man United great.
So this is Red News Podcast 49, the first of what I hope will be a season that leads us to Gdansk in 2020. And that was a drunken Nick singing the new Wan-Bissaka song. Well done, Nick.
Oh, geez. Thanks for that.
And you've just delayed this podcast because you were hanging your washing up and you took so long. Would you talk to it like gardeners do plants or something?
No, I'm just making sure it's done right. If I get some brownie points when the missus is back.
Oh, dear. I'm told constantly I don't do it right, like there's a right way to do it. Anyway, my Zen's good. I've got a lemon in my water. I'm being very posh. I have had an okay summer. I've only been out twice. I had a bad bug for 10 days, which was worse than last season. I'm finally watching Deadwood, which my brother recommended, and I'm loving it. And the use of the word cocksucker throughout is absolutely fantastic. So that's my new insult, I think, you cocksucker. Right, so we've just argued on WhatsApp. We've just beaten Inter Milan in a half-decent friendly, but you were getting a bit excited, weren't you, Nick?
I thought we were all right. I don't usually like the pre-season, but I've quite enjoyed this one. I don't know why it is. I just think I was just so glad to see the back of last season, but I thought that was a half-decent showing.
What do you expect? I mean, the conditions are humid. I'm just so, manued out that pre-season's just sort of passed me by. Do what you got. You've got to get fitness up. You've got to get confidence up. But we've got to mention the end of last season, unfortunately. Sorry, everyone. That Cardiff shocker just hit me in the stomach to the extent I just wanted football to go away for a long time. You know, I just didn't want anything to do with it. And then the fact that after 26 seconds of that final, a Spurs player did the most Phil Jones thing I've ever seen in a high-level, top competitive football fixture, just like Polak's me. So I wanted to go in a childish salt, really. Please let the season come later and later. But to Ollie's credit, he has regained control a little bit, as best he can, of these ego players. He said the right things. The word is from Oz that they will buy into it. There's a bit of a confidence about. There's a bit of happiness about. So he's done all he can to try and get us back feeling it again. And he's done that, hasn't he? Not Mike feeling it, feeling it.
Yeah, well, I think that we've... I probably wouldn't have been looking forward to this pre-season as much if we weren't playing all right, but we've actually played some half-decent stuff at times. We've had some nice flashes, and I think it's one of them that's making me look a bit excited for the season when you can see these young lads coming in and scoring. Obviously, Greenwood getting another one today. You know, it gives you that bit of hope, and if you can't start the season with hope, then, you know...
No, you've got to. We can't just forever bathe in miserableness, but I think there's a reality check. This squad, you know, look from where we were a year ago. The manager's position is totally different. We had a manager last year saying everything was shit, he didn't want to be here. We've got the same Ed Woodward disappearance act. He's off Australia, wherever he is, not giving the signings that the manager wanted at the time. They may still happen. I still think we'll get Maguire. We'll still spend the 150 million. But it's a commercial department that, on one hand, pretends it's Willy Wonka in its conference calls. We can do anything. You know, we're the biggest and the best. And then the other briefs in the transfer market that we haven't got the money, or it's an inflated market, we're getting taxed. Fucking get with the big boys, Ed. You know, what do you expect? Everyone's seen United's name for years and tried to fleece us. This squad, as it is, it's encouraging seeing the new pressing, that the fitness levels, Wan-Bissaka, I think he's an instant first-teamer. He looks really good in the tackle. Daniel James excites me. The Greenwood, but he's 17. So we need a reality check that this squad at best at the moment, I think, is third or fourth. And I'm not trying to be... Sometimes last season I listened and I was like more pessimistic than fucking Nostradamus with predictions. But getting carried away cost us in the last couple of years. So let's deal in truths and exactly where you think we are.
Yeah, well, you know, third and fourth is an improvement. I mean, it's not winning the league where we expect to be, but, you know, I do agree. I think it is capable of finishing third and fourth if we absolutely max it out. It's nowhere near quite what Liverpool and City are yet, sadly, but, you know, you've got to start somewhere, haven't you? You know, Liverpool took time to do their rebuild, so...
Have we got the patience? Ollie has been saying, you know, amongst his interviews, this requires patience, this isn't a quick fix. Have the fan base got enough patience after where we were and how bad it got last season to do that? That's my worry. I mean, you can't, please don't let us, you know, 10 games in, whatever happens, be calling for Ollie's head. We've got to look at the bigger picture here.
There's going to be a meltdown at some stage. It's inevitable. You know what Twitter's like, don't you? There's going to be some sort of meltdown. Things aren't going to go perfect. There's going to be a run of games where we don't, you know, we maybe don't win for four or five matches, maybe more, you don't know. You know that'll happen. You know, it's just the way the seasons go. Even when you have a successful season, you still have those moments. So those doubts and all aren't going to go away. They're always going to be there. They're always just a question of how soon are they going to creep in from people on Twitter and stuff. But for me, it doesn't really matter who's in charge of this football club at the moment anyway. So I don't really think it's anything to do with Ollie. I think that, you know, people, the players seem to look like they do like playing for him. You can say what you want for the last few games of last season, but this pre-season, everyone looks like putting a shift in and, you know, they look like they're listening to his tactics, his high-press style that we're doing. So
it's pretty depressing that the prerequisite of, you know, they're putting a shift in, that we're happy about that. That's how bad it's got. You know, and I don't want to keep referring, but there was an interest in that since 2015, the players at the respective clubs now, as of pre-season, were City still had 7 players, Liverpool had 9, Chelsea had 5, Arsenal had 4, Wolves had 2, this is first team squad, and Manchester United had 18. So this policy that we had of retaining average players on contracts that are vastly inflated wages that no one else will pay who would be interested in them, that Darmian is still here. I mean, Jesus. Is he just forever in these bizarre transfer websites linked with a move to Italy that never comes off? Is he, what is he, you know? It's just a shocking indictment of our strategy, and the strategy is still here. So I want to get carried away. I like... If you've got the energy, if you've got the kids, but there's a caveat to that, that they will get knackered. You cannot get on their backs, you know. Then we can only do what it says on the tin, I suppose, and support. But behind that, let's not lose sight of the Glazer ownership, what they've done, Ed's commercial over football influence that has permutated through every level of this club. So I don't want to, you know, first podcast of the season, fucking miserable again. But I just want to be, you know, that we're all aware, fully into this, what's going to happen, what could happen, what shouldn't happen, which I hope is we don't bin Ollie by Christmas. But there's already people saying that could happen. You know, fuck me. You don't even give a bloke a year anymore here. Have I silenced you? What do you think of Top Gun, Nick? You're a Top Gun fan.
The film?
Yeah.
Never seen it.
You never?
Never seen it, no.
Wow.
Should we have done?
You know, people, Maverick's back. Maybe because I, you know, people, I wanted to be a fighter jet pilot. I wanted to be Frank Stapleton scoring at the Stretford end. So it just never, that all, you know, planes going fast. Well, yeah, to A to B. And there's something about Tom Cruise that just, he unsettles me a little bit. You know, I don't know. Right, anyway.
Scientology, is that what it is?
No. Oh, don't say that. Jesus, we'll have people knocking at my door. No.
All right.
So, right, let's go over a few things. Matter's renewal, Pereira's renewal. Are you bothered? Happy?
Squad players, aren't they, really? It's not the most enthralling bit of business, is it? Getting Matter back. But, you know, he's too slow. You know, everyone knows the failings with him, but, you know, there's certain games where he turns up and he can do a really good job. It could be a blessing, you know, if you've got all these extra games in the Europa League, the League Cup, whatever, if you have a good run in it, that you're going to need those players for the experience as well, especially with these young lads coming through. They're going to need people like Matt, aren't they? And Pereira, he's shown glimpses at times, he's okay. He still pissed me off trying to take that ball out against Burnley and give the ball away. I don't know what he was doing there.
Let that go, Nick. Jesus, that's worse than me.
I can't let that go. He's a professional footballer. I don't understand how you can make a mistake like that. That wouldn't happen at our level. It really wouldn't. But Pereira, squad player, really at best, I think. But, you know, he's had glimpses, played well in that game at PSG away. And so, you know what's in there. He's certainly a bit of a talent. Most un-Brazilian Brazilian I've ever seen.
Ollie's obviously given a lot of confidence, and he was very enthusiastic about him and McTominay. And I'd say, you know, you write a player off at your peril. McTominay against Barcelona gave me a lot of hope, and his drive the other night, I thought, you know, there's something there that we were so quick to write off that we weren't seeing. But if they're the 40 games men, where's the player to unlock? You know, is it Matic, McTominay or Pereira and Pogba? Is that concerns me a little bit. And you're saying about forgiving, you know, Fergie. It's all his references to Fergie. Ollie is with Martial, you know, world-class player, we'll hopefully see it this season. That Chelsea video still gets me angst at night. My teeth gnaw at each other that he could be so lackadaisical that he didn't give a shit in that warm-up. So how do you, you know, if Ollie's building a team effort, it's teams over individual, how do you get Martial on board? You know, today, the exciting part of it is Greenwood coming on, but it should be Martial as well, shouldn't it?
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, though, for Martial, he's a very lazy footballer, isn't he, at times? You know, sometimes he can go missing in a game. And I think he's one of those that if other players are playing around him, he gets a bit more fired up, and you could see it if someone like Pogba's on his game. He gets up for it as well, doesn't he? And they sort of react off each other, don't they? It's a shame because he can be world class. There's no debate about that. I think he's.
Well, I think there is a debate, isn't it?
On his day though, for his actual.
Well, how many days have we had? Five, six.
Yeah, not many.
And we're talking, you know, third or fourth season that
he can play against the best though, and he can do a great job. He can be one of the best players in the world. It's just. It comes down to Will. It's, you know, the same debate that you have about Pogba. You know, Martial's, you've always said that he's that player out of the whole of the team that he's the only one that when he gets the ball, you get really excited by.
Yeah, no, I want to recount that after the Chelsea. And it shouldn't, you know, who am I and fuck all, but that bothered me. That was indictment of where they all just gave up the ghost. And for all, you know, Ollie's convinced it's fitness, it's mental toughness, which would explain the Chelsea thing. But you've got to get the players to buy into it. And also, are they strong enough? Are they strong-willed enough, you know, to do this, to hang around? That's a question. Right, so it brings us to Pogba then.
He's blatantly our best player, I think. You know,
isn't
he? I think he is, yeah, I really do.
What, on a stat-based?
No, I just think that, you know, like, look at the steal that he brought on the pre-season today. I do think he is our best player, and that pains me to admit because I don't like him. You know me, you know I didn't want him back. It's like, once they're gone, you know, you cut ties to them. You don't do all this, like, nostalgic re-signing back or whatever and all this crap he said about unfinished business. No, I know, like, the guy. But, yeah, I do think he is our best player, and that pains me to say. You know, he came here to be the main man, and the other thing he's been a main man in is social media followers. Can't think of anything else. He's a main man in.
But he wants to leave.
Yeah, well, if he doesn't want to be here, then I don't want him. It's that simple.
But Ollie wants him, so, you know, it goes down to... but I do, you know, the abuse Rooney got for Pogba's sort of getting away with it a little bit. You think, you know, you want a new challenge. What, you were signed to bring the best out of the players as well, and rise above this, and then suddenly the shit has got tough, and you want to fuck off, led by a... you know, shitbag of an agent, as Fergie called it. I don't know. I think Ollie wants him to stay, so what we think, and if Ollie thinks he can build his side around him and get a player out that we've not seen so far, good luck to him, but I just think it could end in tears. But
he is one of the main reasons, as to why we were in such a mess. You know, he should be the person as a... You know, if all this, because he wants to build his team around him and make him captain, he should be the one that's stepping up and leading by example and getting the other players going, not be the main culprit of, you know, sulking around as well.
Well, the thing is, Ed sided with, you know, they sided with Pogba over Jose and his virus and all that, and Ollie backed him to the hilt, and then the repayment is, oh, this is shit, which it is. And, you know, you, all right, if you want to join Real Madrid, I still think if you got 150, but the question is, would we use that 150? You could buy, you know, players who'd buy into this and take this to the next level that we'd get. But I'm tired of talking about him, and I don't want to spend another season just endlessly going over the same things we have.
It's going to be, though, isn't it? That's the thing. You know, it's not going to go away, is it? You still start talking about the whole Pogba Jose thing and him calling him a virus and stuff. He still goes
But that's what
I mean.
We need to move on.
We're not going to move on while he's still with us. It's still going to continue to be a debate while he's with us.
Unless he starts banging him in, and then, as we all know, everything changes the agenda. So, Lukaku.
You'd be disappointed, I think, to see him go, just because he can score goals. You know, I don't think that his style of play fits what Ole's trying to do, you know, what he's trying to implement at the moment. There's a lot of goals to try and replace there. And I know he didn't have the best of seasons last year. And, you know, not every striker's going to have a brilliant season every single season. But, you know, you can see what he can do for Belgium. He's their all-time country's leading top goal scorer, I think, isn't he? And, you know, he plays down the right, he cuts inside, he plays a different role. And he's a typical Jose striker, isn't he, where he just lumps up front and you give him the ball. And, you know, that's not the kind of system that we're going to want to play this season. It's not what Ole wants to play, is it?
No, but, he wants faster, he wants quicker, he wants better control of the ball. I mean, you're a bit softer with him there, Big Ron.
Yeah, you were quite
critical.
I probably am. I think he, again, is a very lazy footballer. I think that you realise how lazy he is when you see people like Greenwood and Chong or Rashford making runs, and which is what you want forward players to do with, and, you know, look lively, look like they want the ball. And I just think at times that he just looks like he just doesn't want the ball, and that should never be the case for any forward player. You know, he should be looking to run into the channels, create space, get on the end of crosses, and it doesn't help really that we've not got anyone that can really cross the ball particularly brilliantly. Like, you know, Dallow's probably our best crosser in the squad from what I've seen, which is quite a worry, you know. So that's the thing, you know, if you've not got someone who can provide the quality of delivery for him, it's like he's just wasted him. We probably are best parting ways.
Well, for 70 million, you'd snap your hat if you can get the money you paid for it. I mean, I was disappointed him last season when he came back so big, so out of condition. I still can't fucking get my head around who's thinking that was, because it was certainly, people say Belgium, but he wasn't like that at the World Cup, and something happened, and then he lost confidence, he lost his desire. But you've got to, if he's going, you know, and you've rechanged how we play, you're relying on then Mason Greenwood, but he's 17, so where are you going to get those 15, 20 goals? And Lukaku in a bad season could get 15 or 20, in a good season he can get 25 or 30, that's what we need.
Yeah, but the thing is,
that's what this relies on. Our whole season relies on Rashford and Martial getting 35, 40 goals between them.
Yeah,
can they do that? Well, Rashford's look good, and he looks very, you know, lean. He's beginning to emerge as a man, and in, you know, wrong choice of phrase, but in his physique and that. No, but you know what? It's can he put the chances away that he sometimes misses? And you've got to be patient because he's only 21, you know. So, but I'd like just a bit of an experienced head, which you'd like to think would be someone there to just put the ball in the net when we need it, you know. And what we've missed for a long, long time is big moments. You get your chance, your one chance, like Rashford in Barcelona, I'm thinking Welbeck against Bayern Munich, and you put it away. And that's what we haven't had. You know, big moments. But that's it. That's if we have big moments, you know. Right, Glazer's out. Campaign?
Wait. Yeah. Well, it's just everything. I don't think anything...
That's pretty dismissive.
Well, the thing is, though, is I don't think anything new can be said on it. You know, the parasites, they just aren't. They're just... what more can we say about them now that we don't already know?
Yeah, but what harm does it do? It seemed to make people angry. What harm did that do? If it's bringing attention, and it's in the, you know, if you look at all the conference call conversations, Woodward is obsessed with his social media statistics and drive, then in that realm, what harm is it booting it back to him so he notices? And he will notice, and he has noticed, you know. If it makes anyone uncomfortable, then that is a good thing, surely. You know, the basic thing, let's cut to the chase. My thing is, it's always so argumentative, and it got so venomous for a little period there. You think, I logged on to Twitter, you know, and it's mental this summer. Everyone was so angry from the season, they didn't know what to do, I don't think, from this pent-up anger. And it was like, I logged on and someone said, when are you going to call the Glazers out? And I thought, fuck me, I've done it for 15 years. We've had covers about them when people have shouted abuse at us in the rain. You know, don't say to me, I did everything I thought I could do in 2004 and 5, but also saying that I always said I was going to carry on going. You know, I've got to do what I was with my own conscience. And I thought, by saying I'd go to games, but also I'd never want them, would do everything I could to prevent it, whatever good that did. And then to have that thrown back in your face, you know. And then it becomes an abusive, diversive division again. And we're all at each other's throats. And you think, so I think it does no harm. It's a good thing that if you identify that these men and Darcy, dear Darcy, who haven't taken... don't even go to games, have taken a billion out, then if a fucking hashtag is a harm, then it sums up how bad it's got. But I think what you need, we're too old, you know, I'm too old. I've done everything that I thought I could, so let's see someone else lead something and see what happens. But you're going to row about whether a boycott is good enough, whether, you know, so how does someone try and unite this? And try and create this, forget 15 years of quarrelling, let's look forward to next season and how we can support the team, but level it at them.
Yeah, I think the thing is, though, nobody knows what the answer is, and they're not going to go anywhere.
No, but there's not even disagreeing to agree, or, you know, agree to disagree, sorry. It becomes you're a bigger cocksucker than the other. See, you got it in then.
There we go.
No, but do you know what I mean? It becomes, no, you're wrong. No one, I always think, I'm not right. I try and be more right than I was when I was 20, and I try and not put myself in situations that I did that were stupid, which brings me on to Jesse Lingard. You know, I can't call out a bloke when I was a dick in my 20s, however much he's being a dick. But I will listen to someone who's got a different opinion, and it doesn't make me... because I think I'm right, it doesn't mean it's right. It's right to me, but we've lost that appreciation of debate. I don't know, to get sound fucking, you know, I don't know. Tell me.
I don't think nobody does, though, do they? That's the thing.
But why can't we even listen to the other side anymore?
Because I don't think anybody knows what it is. I just think people are just... given up with that. It's like when you talk about, hear someone mention Brexit and you just think, shut up. Do you know, you're just bored of hearing about it. And I think that's the case with Glazers. They're not going anywhere.
Yeah, but I tell you what, the one thing, you know, we can, that I say, well, people, you know, let Red News lead the way. Well, we're struggling to get 264 sign-ups for the sub-campaign, thanks to everyone who has. You know, so if we can't get 264 Reds in, then I don't think I'm going to lead a charge of 15,000 people. And that's trying not to be negative. That's just a reality check. But what happens is, way beyond Twitter, way beyond, there are just personal speeds of things that happen, which the green and gold, you know, no one predicted that, and then it died a death, that if results don't go the way, and this is not for many people, and there's some good people who are part of this Glazer hashtag, there's a lot of anonymous people, that you think it could, events could spiral one way or the next, we don't know, but it does no harm to remind people £1 billion out of this football club that should go on transfers, that should go on a strategy, that should go on an Old Trafford that is decaying. And it's just sad that we could have said exactly this 15, 14, 13, 12. So someone young, someone with enthusiasm, someone that will listen to, someone will listen to other people who disagree with them. So it doesn't become my cocksucker's bigger than your cocksucker. I hate you. Fuck off. I'm banning you.
How I don't understand how the green and gold movement properly died out, though. You know, it was so big. You know, you couldn't get a green and gold scarf. I remember everyone was trying to get them, and there was just none available.
Yeah.
And it's just for it to just completely fall off a cliff. I mean, don't get me wrong. It was more of a fashion statement, wasn't it? More than
it became not at the start. And then that's what I say. You know, you don't. It's how long is a piece of string? How many people at Old Trafford care? And how many people, you know, what is care? What way I see United, way you see United is different to how another person will see it. You know, and that's why it's always the boycott Old Trafford. Well, what, a game? A whole season? A walkout? Do you mean telling a person who's travelling all the way, say, from Australia with their kid? You know, let's think it through. What's easy to say and what's easy to tweet is a whole kettle of fish to reality and real people, you know. So, real identities. You're living off people on a daily basis abusing you on Twitter who don't put their real identities out there. It's a really odd era. But equally, again, I keep saying, it did no harm. I didn't understand the initial venom that came the way of, it's a hashtag, so, you know, and it's Ed's realm of ego. So, well, good luck, and let's hope someone does. But what we will do in the fanzine is keep researching, keep bringing them to task, keep saying, you know, we're banned, and that's not going to change. And it's too late in the day for mediation. But all I will say, when United, you know, said a few years back, stop your hostile coverage, I said, we're adults, have a mature conversation. Just listen to why we're saying what we do. But they didn't even want to do that. So if you don't want to listen to the other side, why some fans care so passionately about the club and why we're so anti the owners, just listen. But they won't do that. So it is what it is. And I'm sure we'll have more to say of this. Sorry, I've brought you right down, Nick. Fuck me. I'm all right. It's stopped raining, the sun's out, so I'm not... You know, my zen is... Yeah, well, football is misery. That's what I remember one of my older mates. Football is misery. No, but, you know... Greenwood excites it. You know, I like the way that Ollie... I was out, you know, don't... And then Ollie's smile brings me back in. And I get it that people say... But it becomes, you know, he's a Glazer puppet. All right, just can't he be... Someone we just pin our hopes on that he can fucking change the momentum of this shit stick we've been hitting ourselves with for 6 years. And it comes, I'll always want the football side to succeed. I just don't want them. But, right, come on, Nick, hit me with something. Lingard's videos.
Yeah, he's a bit of a weapon, isn't he? But,
aren't we all?
Yeah, exactly.
You ended up in a bush in Bury once, you know.
I know. I can't comment. I do think he's a bit of an idiot, but I just want his football to be better. That's all I'm bothered about. I honestly don't care what people do off the pitch. But I just want his footballing to be better. And, you know, I still, you know, I've made it public to you and on this podcast and stuff before. You know, I still don't think he's quite a Manchester United player. I do want him to just improve on his game. And you forget how old he is. Is he 20, 26, 27, is he? You know?
Yeah, he's not the young kid. But I did, in the last podcast, I did say, I do think we're a better side with him in it. And that's maybe damning with faint praise. But I do think he will be the energetic, flitty little player who could link up the attacks if we're scoring. I mean, one, I thought our defence has looked a couple of times shaky still. And maybe with a Lindelof and Smalling with Maguire, it will certainly improve. Shaw still worries me, I have to say. Player of our season.
God. Yeah, I mean, he can be good though, can't he, Luke Shaw? But I'm still yet to see this kind of attacking fullback side of him, really. We don't really see too much of that. We haven't really seen much of it since he broke his leg.
Yeah.
It's like he's been, you know... That season at the start, he just seemed to take on everybody, and that was fearless. And you know, I mean, he's still pretty solid. He's a solid fullback, isn't he? But going forward, you hear so much about his ability to get forward, put across, and we just don't really get that side of him. I feel.
But every single player, him included, has to improve this season. They have to. I'm not saying they're going to, but they have to if we're to get third or fourth in Gdansk. a cup, you know, whatever we're hoping for, whatever we're hoping for this season, every single player has to do better. There isn't a single player who could look back and say, that was a good season for me. Shaw didn't have a good season. He had an average season, and he was, our average was the best, you know.
Yeah.
McTominay improved.
Yeah, he did. I'm looking forward to seeing the development of McTominay. I really am.
You like Wan-Bissaka? You like singing about him?
Yeah, I think he's going to be a great signing for us. He just looks like a bundle of energy, doesn't he, down the right-hand side, which, you know, we've just felt like we've not had anyone down there properly since, you know, Valencia was in his peak. You know, we've really missed someone down that side, and hoping that, you know, I don't think he's going to be a huge answer for us, but I do think he's going to be a very, very good player for us. And you can see him with his physicality, his pace, he's brilliant, his determination is great, and I think he's the kind of player that we want to be bringing in, and just hoping that there's more of that business. The thing is, though, with the Premier League at the moment is, if you look, it's like, you know, Chelsea have only got one side, you know, they've got a transfer ban, but they've only got that competition or whatever it's called. You know, Arsenal haven't really got anyone in of note, and, you know, Spurs have got one player in so far. You know, for us, I know we signed two players, and I know everyone's being really critical of it, but we signed two first team players, whereas no one else in the top six.
And United have been saying that they expect it all, you know, one sign and all set it all off. But you run out of time, and we've run out of time too many times in recent seasons. Perisic, you know, last season, Maguire. How Jose will fucking, can you imagine how badly his cat will be beaten when we sign Maguire for 20 million more than we wouldn't go last summer for him? Jesus. I mean, that sums up the lack of strategy, that you're going for the player that you wouldn't last summer, that you said our defenders were best enough. There's still time, you know, I say, there's an iota of hope that I haven't felt all summer. And it's good. For me, United is the culture, the fans, as much as the games, you know, everyone seeing everyone again and just getting caught up in it, the addict. You know, I've been off my fucking heroin for 2.5 months. I cannot wait now. And I didn't think I'd have been saying that a month ago. But you want to be entertained. You want to grab a smile to your face. You want to just have a bit of a buzz again. Like we had. It was only February, March that we felt like...
Well, we felt brilliant, didn't we?
But then it collapsed. And what's to say... Ollie is convinced he can get that back. I am fearful with this squad as it is that they will just revert to type. But you go round and round in circles till we've got something proper to talk about. Until we actually see the reality. Chelsea's, you know, it's no bad thing having a huge game like that. Put them to the test straight away. Come on. Come on, you let us down badly. Huddersfield, Cardiff, almost unforgivable performances. Turn up. Let's see where it goes. And we've got the Checkatrade trophy.
Yeah, looking forward to that.
Yeah, Lincoln, new ground.
Yeah, are you going?
Yes, yeah. I keep asking what Lincoln's night for the night out, so...
It's all right, Lincoln.
You'd say anywhere's all right, though, Nick.
Yeah, it's all right, yeah.
You'd find happiness in a fucking bush in Bury, you know.
I'm a positive guy.
Have you had a good summer?
Yeah, it's all right, yeah. I'm still gutted that I'm missing the first three games of the season. I can't see any of them.
Yeah, bastard.
So, and that's... Just not, you know me, I'm a football man, aren't I? So that's a big loss. So my summer's going to carry on extending until the end of August. So
that could be a good or a bad thing. We'll find out. Nathan's been away loads. He's been to Chernobyl and turned orange with two heads.
Yeah.
So he's been travelling. You're going there as well?
Yeah, I'm going there. That's why I missed the Leicester game. I'm in Chernobyl when we play Leicester.
Just because they made a TV series about it doesn't mean you have to both visit it.
Hey, we booked it way before I even heard of that TV series.
I have to say, I don't get... Oh, there was a huge nuclear reactor explosion. That's where I want to go on my holidays.
Yeah, that's exactly what my dad said. He's like, why are you going there? But, you know...
Can't be worse than Cardiff at home, can it?
Oh, God. You'd
probably do less long-term damage to you. What can we say about the sub-campaign? I mean, we've got 3 weeks to go. We're on 142, and I really appreciate everyone. And I get that everyone's been feeling shit and down. But I hope we make target. I'm a bit fearful we won't. But 206, as I say, I kept saying it, the Gooner got 1,000, and it would be lovely if we could get to 264, because it makes such a difference for the whole season to know we got security. you know, it pays the podcast. I bought some equipment for it to make it super duper. You can feel my fur. If you want my full, but I've got a fur bag like a testicle dangling in front of me now, Nick. So what can you say? So, you know, you get, for the less than the price of a pint, you get a fanzine or a PDF print, PDF or print, and you get a lot of work going into it by a lot of decent reds. You might not agree with it. That's the whole point. I don't want you to agree with everything. It's a labour of love. We do it because we love it and United. And if you're considering it, just helps a lot. And if you enjoy the podcast, it covers what the servers and all that. So go on, Nick. Take a bigger.
Yeah, we just appreciate it, don't we? You know, especially when you're selling in the rain. And there's going to be a fair few of them next season, which I'm still not mentally prepared for. But, you know, we do love it, don't we?
Yeah, yeah. But it would. I was a bit worried this time that we wouldn't make it. And it's a bit 50-50 at the moment. So if you're contemplating it, please do. Right, so now we're going to end on a positive to make things. We're not just miserable bastards. There's exclusive gossip from a lot of contacts. We've got some good interviews. We've got Ned Kelly in the first two. That's fun enough. We've got old history. So it's not just being miserable. Trust me. I can do that in the first three pages. And then other people can fucking have some fun.
It can be the reality check.
Yeah, it's all right. So anything else we haven't covered, do you think? For now? Mino Raiola, what would you like to do him or do to him? He's a twat, isn't he? He is a cocksucker. Yeah. You'd want him on your side.
He's a clever, clever bastard, though, isn't he? Let's be honest.
He'd have us at 264 subscribers fucking within a day.
He's a genius, isn't he? That delit move that he's arranged, he's got to put a release clause in there and he can move on again and he can get through massive agent fees.
And the Juventus fans are singing his name. I mean, they just... He plays everyone.
Yeah, we could do with cutting ties with him, couldn't we, really? Not signing anyone from him.
Yeah, but if you say that, then you might be giving up, you know, you're becoming these super agents who control most of the big players in the world. So, but you can't imagine if Ed and him are in a room, fuck me, who's going to win that battle of wills?
Ed Woodward, we can only do things in the transfer market, other clubs can only dream
of. Oh, yeah.
Thank God.
Jesus.
That's been the most underwhelming transfer windows we've had over the last couple, haven't we? God, can you
there's still time for that, Nick. Don't you worry about that.
Any of the last few signings that we've had have been anything that anyone else couldn't do. Lee Graham.
Well, you saw his one and only game. Last summer was just terrible. Without, you know, it didn't excuse Jose doing what he did, but to be so far behind City and then do that, and that's why to be so far behind City and Liverpool, not to address that and not to back a manager who's still very naive, still very innocent. You know, you've got to do that. So we're not talking about, I don't like this, there's six or seven clubs vying, because that immediately says, you know, six or seventh is possibly a position, and it may well be. But you've got to start. We've downgraded already first, second. Let's not fucking go beyond we're challenging for third or fourth. It's got to be a given. Can't miss out again. And the whole Champions League isn't a target anyway, you know. Arsenalitis, by default, we've reached. Here we are. To small acorns, just let's see what happens. Let's try not to be. There'll be smiles, there'll be people buzzing for Chelsea. We might do one before, but we want to have a bit of fucking excitement, a bit of entertainment, a bit of effort. And then I don't know. And stop being abused by anonymous people on Twitter would be nice. I'm not on Facebook, but the creator who fell out with old Oddhead, who's the Zuckerberg or whatever, he wrote in the New York Times because he wants, this is the boring bit of the podcast, he wants some regulation against Facebook. But he says, this is the actual creator of Facebook saying, some days lying on the floor next to my one-year-old son as he plays with his dinosaurs, I watch myself scrolling through Instagram waiting to see if the next image will be more beautiful than last. What am I doing? I know it's not good for me or for my son, and yet I do it anyway. The choice is mine, but it doesn't feel like a choice. And then he goes on to Facebook criticism. But that's what it feels sometimes. You get dragged into this. Are we any happier in this internet-driven world? Bigger questions, but there were some days where I actually thought, I'm going to fucking bin my accounts here. I'm waking up and there's just someone having a pop. What, you know, faceless people. So the real people count, all you lot, all the regulars. That's what matters. And life is about enjoying yourself, you know. when I was bent over in pain thinking, oh, I'm doomed, this is the end for 10 days with a gastro bug. You know, I wasn't worrying about Anthony Marshall's mood. I was just thinking, get me back in a pint with the lad, a pub with the lad.
That's what it's all about. That's what we're all looking forward to, isn't it, really? I'm going to camp there for Chelsea. That's
well, cancel your holiday and you can still sell, Nick.
Yeah, I could, but I could also sit on Copacabana Beach, which I'm kind of more...
Yeah, hang on. Right, so you're going to Rio?
Yeah.
And then you're going to Chernobyl?
Yeah, so I'll go to Rio...
Not on the same trip?
No, well, no, but nearly.
Because that would be the absurd to the fucking ridiculous.
There's a two-day break. We get back on the Tuesday, and then on the Friday, we fly out to Kiev.
Jesus.
So, come back from Buenos Aires, and then, yeah, literally...
Not bad.
Yeah, it's not bad, either, you know? So...
God, when I was your age, I was saving up for lots.
Well, yeah, that's what we'll be doing when we get back.
And we've got a marriage to look forward to next year, haven't we?
We do, yeah. 362 days and counting.
Not that you are counting, Jesus, you sad. No, God, that'll get you brownie points. Oh, so you can start giving, everyone can start thinking about presents for Nick. Maybe we could... You could have a little meeting with Avram and you could lick his ponytail.
I definitely don't want it.
Yeah, now he's another cocksucker. Can I say that? Actually, that brings out visions that are just too absurd. Right, so what are your hopes for the season, Nick?
Well, I obviously hope we win the league. Let's be honest.
Don't we all?
You've got to start with a hope, but I mean, I don't think we're going to win it, have we? But you know, we can certainly have a good go at it, and I just want to see us close the gap on the two best teams in the country. Unfortunately, I think that's got to be the aim. I'd like to see us win at least a trophy. You know, if we have to have a day out at Wembley. Gdansk obviously has got to be.
You've said it's great. I want to go there.
Yeah, it's great city. I think that's got to be probably our number one priority alongside the FA Cup, and obviously getting ourselves. I know you don't want to keep hearing the top four trophy, but let's be honest, it's a realistic, you know, aim for us, isn't it, this season? And hopefully we can push for third, you know, shove Spurs and Arsenal, Chelsea out of the way. I think Chelsea might drop off a bit this year. So, you know, hopefully there's a gap for us to just slot nicely into.
I think the Europa League's such a shite tournament that the only reward is if you can, and Stockholm was good, that just win it to make it even... half acceptable, the farce of Thursday, Sundays at a cost. That's why, you know, I don't mind Axel and the youngsters staying, because play them. There's 15-odd games you could possibly play in that tournament. Utilise it as an example. You're not going to be overplaying them, hopefully, too much in the league. So this is the opportunity to see them grow. We'll play some decent teams the further you get. So I don't mind that. Win the Checker trade, another day out of Wembley. No, but, you know, just have a bit of fun in that. And then, I don't know, you got a dream. So, I'm just
I think the minimum expectation wary. Is going to be some sort of trophy, hasn't it? I think that's the main thing.
Well, that's what Ollie keeps, he has said. I think he, you know, we'll have more in the first mag of the season about what he's possibly thinking behind the scenes about what could happen. But I just hope... Because if we ain't going to give him time, you know, I know people have this grand vision of Pochettino, and that could come eventually. Just, he's got to get the... You wonder, you know, what him and Ed talk about, really, and does he really believe this? They're trying their best. Because for a fourth manager, he feels let down, but let's see. But there's an iota I feel better than I did a couple of weeks ago. There's no harm in Glazer out. I'll be a bit sorry to see Lukaku go, and I'm looking forward to seeing more Greenwood. And I'm a bit worried about Martial, but let's see. Final thoughts, Nick, before the greatest piece of football commentary you're ever going to hear, which I love. I know it's fucking shit, but I love it. If only they did it over here. It's Venezuela, Brazil. Yeah, right, final thoughts to you, Nick, because I've waffled on as per usual.
I just think another final plug again for the subs. I think that's got to be the main thing. You know, we're doing it because obviously we love the club and we want to make sure that everybody, you know, gets a good bit of content. Like you say, you'll agree with some of it, you won't agree with some of it. I've been slated for writing it before, and you know, it's just that's what it is. It's there to get your opinions across, and We just hope that people continue to support it through the sun and the rain this year, really. Yeah,
and give me a bit of hope, Joanna. Come on.
Oh, a bit of hope. Well, yeah, I think these young lads, if they can get involved, I'd love to see someone like Greenwood or Chong or something just have a real break into the team. You know, he's slotted into the team, so I think he's got to be the main bit of hope this season for that. And you know, there's so many trophies to play for. We've surely got to be up there with at least one of them. You know, we managed to get to, what, the FA... Was it quarters this year or something like that? We need to get somewhere a bit further than that, don't we? So I think that's got to be the main aim. The hope's got to be, there's so many trophies up for grabs, and you know, we've got some great young lads coming through. Hopefully as well, we can get another one, if not maybe two more signings in. I'd like to think we'll get number two in before the window shuts.
I think we need two or three, but let's hope we see the end of Darmian's stay here. I know he's never kicked off, he's always tried, but come on, let's end that farce. And I'm looking forward to just seeing everyone. And the cracks, yeah. Whatever happens, supporting United is a great thing in our lives. It's better than not supporting United. So let's just see where it takes us. All right, cheers, Nick. Enjoy your holiday, you bastard.
I will.
See you later.
See ya.
Salir vivo, le dicen. Porque toca Emerson. Parado, parado, así está Venezuela. Las indicaciones de Dudamel, roba Hurtado y a correr. Se va el tanque Hurtado. ¡Hurtado! ¡Gran respuesta de Felipe!